It's absolutely possible to consolidate with a, you know, forklift and physically move kind of a strategy. I personally don't recommend it. You know, again, having 22 years as a data center manager, as a CIO, and as a basically a CEO of enterprise services organizations, because it's too risky and it's more costly. It's more costly because you're not reducing your physical footprint or capacity needs at all. So in the consolidation sense, all you're consolidating is the physical resource. And, you know, that certainly provides some benefit. You know, you still have to move that physical resource to another location and have it be running there at the same size. So it really doesn't provide a significant reduction in the actual footprint. And it's risky because it's, you know, you're basically impacting the production operations. And even though we like to ridicule and use negative terms when we talk about legacy applications, but every federal mission being carried out today is being carried out on a legacy application, legacy infrastructure of some sort. So we need to, you know, make sure that we lower the risk of a consolidation and don't impact the business or the mission objectives while doing it. And again, you can consolidate without virtualization, but in fact, in OMB's initial data center consolidation guidance that went out to the agencies, it specifically listed virtualization as one of the strategies in order to execute a consolidation, and it also listed cloud computing as one of the strategies available to the agencies to do so. And they did that for two good reasons: cost efficiency and risk reduction.
Well, now that agencies have to make those data consolidation plans complete and in place and in public, but actually doing the consolidating is a whole different kettle of fish. You can have a plan, but then you have to execute the plan. So how long would it take to execute a plan like this, and what is it that managers should be expecting along the way? What are some of the landmines they need to watch for?
How long, you know, does a consolidation initiative take? Well, of course, that depends, right? It depends on a lot of things. How large is the infrastructure of your particular agency? What is its current state in terms of what I would say readiness, as well as how much investment is available to start the process? I do realize, as somebody who has been an SES executive for, you know, more than 10 years in the federal government, I do understand the value and the need for what I called, you know, self-funding initiatives. In other words, an initial investment to create cost savings that were then plowed back into funding the next phase. I think that possibility absolutely exists with this type of an initiative, but ultimately, you know, some money needs to be invested to consolidate the physical infrastructure. So the process, again, is virtualization is really about cost efficiency through reduction of the physical assets. So in today's environment, going from a physical, traditional, siloed type of a system to a virtual system can lead to reductions of servers, numbers of servers by, you know, 20-fold and in some cases 30-fold. So you've got 20 to 30, you know, to 1 consolidation ratio. So obviously the first step in that process is to virtualize and reduce the physical footprint. Then consolidate the applications onto the shared virtual resources, and then migrate those resources to the data center of choice, which is going to be the receiving data center. So that enables that three-step process is probably going to be carried out at a large agency in multiple waves. Well, each wave does not need to take that long, 90 to 120 days. Depends on how much and, you know, how much infrastructure and how many applications each agency wants to put in that. I talked about funding as a barrier. Right. Well, the federal government has astutely at the Department of Energy modified an existing program called the Energy Savings Performance Contract Program that really is basically around physical footprint reduction to save in energy costs across the government. They've added the capability and scope to those master agreements for IT initiatives to be carried out. And basically what it does is it brings private sector investment to the table and a guarantee of efficiency gain. So agencies can look to that vehicle as a government-wide program to help fund the initial investment required for consolidation.
We're speaking with Doug Vouchoise. He's former director of the National Business Center at the Interior Department, now with VMware. And so do you feel that agencies have the technical capability, assuming they can get the funding that you mentioned? Do you believe that within the average agency, the technical capability is there to take out, carry out this project?
Yes and no, and that's also a deep question. And the reason is, when you look at the numbers that OMB has released publicly, the average federal server, for example, is less than 20% utilized. The average data center in the federal government is virtualized to somewhere around the 30, 32, 34% level. So on the one hand, there is a kernel of expertise to start with. On the other hand, there's a lot of room for improvement, right? So there are people, and I'm not suggesting one way or the other, the people could be federal employees, they could be contractors, and more likely a combination of both at most agencies, that have the expertise and the experience with these types of technologies to be successful. On the other hand, I do think that the government needs to tap into the vendor community and their service provider partners who have made, you know, successful businesses in consolidation in order to improve their chances of success and lower their risk level.
And what about legacy applications that might be mainframe and COBOL, like the IRS has and so forth? That stuff is, or is it, you tell me, is it virtualizable and therefore consolidatable?
Yeah, that's also a very good question. If you look at, and I've done some research, and I've looked at some research studies in this particular area, and if you look at the scope of the workloads in the federal data centers, you have, you know, somewhere around 40 to 50 different types of workloads in aggregate. And those workloads can generally be categorized into essentially public-facing, low kind of SLA types of workloads, what I call middle of the road workloads, which are tend to be sensitive but unclassified. And then you have these, you know, robust legacy, some mainframe based, some Unix based, and mission critical, very, very high security kind of requirements applications. But if you take all those and you look at the volume, it's not that different than a third, a third, and a third. You know, it's, in some cases it might be 40%, you know, 20%, you know, 40% or whatever. But the point is, there's a significant percentage of the workloads in the federal data centers that are very easily virtualized, and that then creating the abstraction, because essentially what virtualization does is it wedges itself between the software and the hardware platform, and then abstracts all of the software from the physical environment, which makes it more mobile, more agile. And that then eases the migration path to other servers and other environments. And so many, if not most of the workloads are, have been proven to be successfully virtualized in this manner. And then there are some, and I think you used some examples, that present tougher challenges, longer term challenges that can be carried out easily on a, you know, 5 to 10 year consolidation horizon as part of the later phases of such a project.